mornings on WRHI.
It is 45 cloudy degrees out there, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. That song right there helped me through a race where I got lost on New Year's Day of this year in Fort Mill.
Heaven is a place on earth.
I signed up for a 5K. 3 miles.
Bless you.
I got lost and ended up running a 10K, which is about 6 miles. And met friends along the way.
Thanks, so Melinda. You made lemonade out of lemons.
I fell and got complete mud. It was raining like this for the day, if people remember New Year's Eve to New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Fell, and it was the kind of falling that it took me about 20 minutes to fall.
Bless your heart.
And then got up and looked around. No one saw me, and I kept on running.
Well, when I hear that song, I think about South Carolina and all the beautiful places that we have right in our home state to enjoy and to visit. And joining us this morning, we have the South Carolina Director of Parks and Recreation and Tourism, Dwayne Parrish. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Patty.
So good to have you with us. So I understand yesterday was a really big day, the annual South Carolina Tourism Conference. And our governor was there, you were there, and we just wanted to get a recap straight from you, Mr. Parrish, on the state of tourism right here in our state.
Sure. It was a great day yesterday. You know, it's been a difficult year through 2020 for tourism, as I'm sure you're aware. We have not recovered as quickly as most industries in our state. We have about 4 times the unemployment rate of other industries in the state. But there were some silver linings in 2020 and throughout the pandemic. Outdoor recreation became very popular. Golf had a huge comeback in 2020, its best year in decades. And then outdoor recreation includes things like boating, hiking, camping. RV sales are up nationally. Boat sales are up nationally. Our state parks had a record year, record visitation. So there were some silver linings even in the clouds of the pandemic. And so, you know, we tried to talk a little bit about those, and then while it was our worst year in the history of tourism in my lifetime, I do see 2021 as a lot of great things to look forward to. You know, as vaccinations progress, the weather gets warmer, I'm sort of hoping for a crescendo in the summer of, okay, it's time to travel. I mean, people are looking for, a reason to go. They have cabin fever like they've never had before. Usually it's after a hurricane of 4 or 5 days or a winter snowstorm of a few weeks. This is 10 months when that by that time will be over a year. And a lot of people have not really traveled at all. So the good news is I think the summer, particularly late summer, the fall, depending upon how the vaccination schedule goes, I think will be a big, big breakout for tourism for the latter part of this year.
Dwayne, will we see places maybe especially around along the coast and maybe in the mountains here in South Carolina, start offering some really good deals to entice people back? What's a win-win situation, I guess, for us, the consumers, the residents, how we can take advantage of the continuing reopening of the Palmetto State?
Sure. Well, there are a couple of big win-wins. I'll start with flying right now because there's not a lot of demand. Air travel is down about 60%. If you're willing to fly now, there are some super deals. You can go to a lot of places for less than $100. In some cases, even less than $100 for a round trip, depending on where you want to go. So if you're willing to fly now, take a look on some of the websites. There are deals out there for flying. In regard to hotels, this is a slower time of year for hotels anyway, and it's really slow because of the pandemic. You know, go online to some of these discount websites. You can find some great rates if you're willing to travel. You know, a lot of great Airbnb places are out there. And I say Airbnb, that can be a short-term rental from VRBO.com and those types of websites where those seem to be doing very well, very popular during the pandemic because they offer privacy. They offer a kitchen if you're not comfortable going out to eat in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of deals out there if you're willing to look around a little bit. I know people are probably more safer driving, and that's okay too. You know, we're a drive-through state and blessed of about 80% of our traffic comes in by way of car. But there's lots of deals out there if you're willing to travel a bit. Gas prices are still low, so it's a good time to go.
So we can always see the positive side of things. Looking forward into 2021, what are some things that we can look forward to seeing as well?
Well, I think you'll see, you know, it won't happen overnight. I mean, people will, there are different sort of keys that make people want to travel, you know, lower number of positive cases, getting their own immunization shot, herd immunity, Anthony Fauci telling people it's okay to travel. So it won't happen overnight, but I believe it's over probably a 3 to 6 month period that people say, look, I'm going to go. I've been cooped up for long enough now. So I think that's what you'll see. You'll see neighbors, friends, family. You'll hear about, hey, I'm going on a trip, or, hey, I just went on a trip and had a great time. It was so good to get out. At our conference yesterday, our in-person meeting, it was the first in-person meeting for a lot of people who had not been to a meeting since the pandemic started. And we got a lot of complimentary comments about that, particularly, you know how to do it safe, you know, social distancing, masks, and the like, with safety protocols in place. But if people are comfortable and you're not at high risk, I would encourage you to travel now. I mean, there are lots of deals out there, lots of great places to go. Spring weather will be here soon. Daylight savings times will kick in. It'll be longer days. And there are lots of great places to see and do. And if you were sitting home and gained weight, it's a great time to go out hiking in a state park.
There's that.
That's so true.
And I understand that you're going to continue the partnership with Darius Rucker.
We are. We're extending that for another year. Darius was a great partner for us last year and was set to go on schedule on tour. And the pandemic hit. The tour was canceled. And so he's agreed to be an ambassador for us again this year. And he epitomizes so many things about South Carolina, and he's been an ambassador for the state most of his life. We just really sort of formalized it last year and carried it over again this year. He's going to talk a lot about great things about the state. He's done a lot of driving tours already for us in different cities, and will kind of pop up in different places and say great things about the state. But if you ever go to one of his concerts, the background is all about South Carolina. So we sort of made that a little more formal.
Okay, he capitalized on that. That's great. Dwayne Parrish is the director of South Carolina's Park, Rec, and Tourism. Dwayne, I know you're very familiar, and you come up here often to this part of the state. One, you have family members here, but two, you've got Kierwins right in our backyard where we're located here in the Carolinas. I know last year they did not open. They were able to successfully open towards the end as part of around the Christmas season, and people were holding their breaths on when they would be able to open again this year, being the number one tourism destination for a lot of folks here in the Palmetto State, again, specifically where we are. They are going to open again in May. How big of a relief is that for South Carolina tourism?
It's a big relief. Kierwins, by far, our largest amusement park in both of the Carolinas, and as most people are aware, they're really straddled the border. And so they, as far as protocols and getting approval to open up, they really had to deal with two states, unlike most of the entities. And so, South Carolina did approve them to open, but they made the decision to stay closed up until, like you said, toward the end. But we're excited about them opening up in May. It's a phenomenal place. You know, I know they have made some major investments over the last few summers of, some of the different rides that are there now. And so I know they get ready to get out and shine that. They're ready to go back to work. And, it's like a lot of restaurants and hotels. If you're able to get through this past, eight to nine months and through this winter time that's a slow time for tourism anyway, you really have a bright future ahead. And I think a lot of people can see light at the end of the tunnel for this summer and this fall.
Well, it sounds like South Carolina will recover faster than most states that, had different leaderships based on their plans for reopening. So we're glad that we are, the future is more bright for us, maybe compared to some other states for sure, Dwayne. Dwayne Parrish, again, is the director for South Carolina Parks, Rec, and Tourism. The tourism conference continues today. The overlying theme, again, while 2020 was tough, 2021 should be much better. And South Carolina, once again, is open for business.
Indeed. Thank you very much and look forward to being back in Rock Hill soon.
You're welcome.
Sounds
anytime,
great.
Sir. Take care.
Thank you so much. Yep. Message
of morning.
Optimism and resilience.